This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding that we get of God over here. And I'm thanking God for a changed life. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And truly, I've been converted from the old man to the new man. The things I used to do, don't do them anymore, because I'm saved. I'm walking after the commandments of God. And thanking God for the true teaching that we get at 425. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd, giving us the knowledge of God and what God requires. Now our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Wonderful testimony from my elder. Life truly has been changed, and I'm grateful for all those that God has given me. As the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice, and I'm grateful for our anointed that's going on. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Going to talk about things pertaining to the kingdom today. And before we get into that thought, we're going to have a poem today, a song by the choir, The Gates of Zion. And we're going to also have a song called Pardon Me. Choir, Gates of Zion. Come from the Lord. And our sister Tatum have a poem. Thank God for her writings. We hope that you are enjoying her poems. She writes the poems from the heart. Our elder Miles accompanying her with thank God for our Sister Tatum. Sister Tatum, thank God.
God is everything we need. He's hope when there's nothing to hope for. He's a friend when there's great despair. He's strength in a time of weakness. He's there when you need a prayer. He's peace in a time of trouble. He's comfort in a time of pain. He's joy in a time of sorrow. In a drought, he's much needed rain. He's safety in a time of danger. He's security in a time of peace. He's light in a time of darkness. His presence is always near. He's never late when you need him. He's always there on time. And he's everything we'll ever need to give us a peace of mind.
Is that beautiful? Thank God for our Sister Tatum. We're going to sing a number, pardon me, our ensemble. Thank God. We hope that you are enjoying these broadcasts. We hope that all that you hear, you have an understanding. Thank God. God. Thank God for our ensemble. Pardon me.
Beautiful.
We want to talk about things pertaining to the kingdom. Enjoy that poem by our sister Tatum. The Gates of Zion, our sister Porsche.
Yes.
And then we had our two singers, Sister Paris and Sister Lisa.
Yes.
Pardon me.
Yeah.
And we hope you enjoy what you heard. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. We're going to go to Acts. Before we go there, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. That's what God is saying in the scripture then, and he's saying the same thing today.
Yes.
I believe it. Now let's go to Acts. Acts 1 and 1. Because when the Lord was crucified and rose from that natural death, he didn't begin to speak about what they did to him. Began to speak about the things he spoke about when he began to preach, things pertaining to the kingdom. As he said, when he began to preach, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand today. So many are looking for the Lord to come through the natural clouds. He's coming right now through his anointed, coming in the clouds. He's coming through the scripture. He's the word. Acts 1 and 1, what does it say?
The former treatise have I made, O Theopolis, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach.
All he began to both do and teach. He was a doer and not a hearer only. He was a doer and teacher of the word. Read.
Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments.
Now listen to what he's saying again. These are the things that pertain to the kingdom. He, like unto Moses, Moses was given the commandments, and the Lord told Joshua after Moses, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with thee. As long as he kept God's commandments, and the commandments have been handed down, because that is God's word, from the time God gave it to his anointed. And now the Lord is getting ready to leave here, and he's giving commandments. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments
unto the apostles whom he had chosen.
So if you are God's anointed today, where are the commandments? I know that so many say, I'm preaching the word. The word is the commandments. Yes. And without having the true knowledge of it being the commandments, you cannot strive to do all 10, because there are 10 precepts and these 10 are one. If you don't do all 10, you're doing the word in bits and parts.
Right.
And you're not keeping it. You're yet a transgressor.
Yes.
What?
To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom.
40 days after he had risen from that natural death. He wasn't talking about those that killed him. He was talking about things pertaining to the kingdom, because no one's promised tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And before he left here, he was letting his apostles know about the things, continually teach them about the things pertaining to the kingdom, because that's what the apostles and God's anointed teach today. Things pertaining to the kingdom. St. John 3 and 21. Let's go there right quick. Yes. Can't cover everything, but, you know, if you want to stay with us here, if you're listening on the net, you can catch us on, what is it, YouTube? What is our app?
YouTube.
What is our app?
Podcast.
What?
God's Covenant Church
Broadcast.
Podcast.
Yes.
All right, pot it. St. John 3:27. I'm not so familiar with all the jargon of the day when it comes to this, the new technology, but this is one technology that don't never change. Same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, how it's delivered is many different ways. You can deliver it through texting and all kind of ways, but the message is the same. Isn't that beautiful? I stay with the message, all right? So whether I'm riding on a donkey or in a top Model T or on the airplane, the message is the same, right? 3:27 says what?
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
So all of these potentates and higher-ups and ones that say they're called by his name, I don't blame you for what you have. A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. If you don't have the message, it's because someone you think is of God gave you what you have. Read. Read 31. We won't go too much.
He that cometh from above is above all.
That's what God said. He that cometh from above is above all. That's why God said, my people shall be above. A people above all people. Because you're of God. And if you're of God, you are from heaven. You're from God. You're from the Spirit. He that cometh from above is above all what?
He that is of the earth is earthy.
That's why most of those that followed the Lord and his anointed from day one, the prophets and the apostles, everything they did was always about the natural, earthly. He that is of the earth is earthly. What?
And speaketh of the earth.
What?
He that cometh from heaven is above all.
He that cometh from heaven, that is, it is a man sent from God. That was John. He was from heaven.
Yes.
He that is that cometh from heaven is above all. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Let's go there.
Yes.
So what are you talking about, Pastor? I'm talking about things pertaining to the kingdom. That's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
So I don't understand you. Well, then maybe you're not of God.
Right.
That's what the Lord said. I'm not trying to be, say you're trying to be sarcastic. You exalt it. I'm speaking the word. That's what the word says. I'm with that. If God said I make you the head, I believe it. What's wrong with being glad for what God has made his people?
Beautiful.
1 Corinthians 2:10. What does it say?
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
So whatever you understand, if God don't reveal it to you by his Spirit, you can't understand it. And 99% of the preachers out here don't have the Spirit of God. That's the parable of Elisha and the 400 prophets of Baal. They gave what the people wanted to hear, but the prophet of God gave the people what God was telling them. Isn't that beautiful? The message from God. Read.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Deep things of God. What's more deeper than the things of the kingdom? That's why he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's at hand today. If you don't have the 10 precepts, you're not in the kingdom. Although ones may say they're preaching the word, if you don't preach the 10 precepts, you're not in there. Isn't that beautiful? 13th verse, what does it say?
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom
so
teaches.
So this broadcast is not about teaching man's wisdom. When the Lord came, he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'm going to raise it up. They thought he was being facetious and sarcastic and all kinds of lying. No, he wasn't. But he was speaking things pertaining to the kingdom, to the Spirit.
Yes.
What?
But which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual.
That's what we do here. Compare spiritual things with the spiritual. You do that here a little and there a little.
All right.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. Isn't that beautiful? That's how God speaks to his people. That's how God speaks to the sheep. If you're not, you don't understand. He said, this don't make sense. You're all over the place. You need to follow the Spirit and believe. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God.
Now that's that earthly one. Natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. What?
For they are foolishness unto him.
But wait a minute, it's the same thing. When you're following God, when you're following righteousness, when you're following holiness, when you're following the one that God sent, all you see is natural, and what you think the instruction is foolish. I don't need to do that. I don't see that because you're natural minded. You're earthly. You're not thinking spiritual minded. A spiritual mind only thinks of obedience.
Yes. Yes.
Say, well, yeah, I obey God, but how can you obey God and you can't see when you can't obey the one that God sent in his stead that you can't see?
Yes.
These are the things pertaining to the kingdom. Obedience.
Yes.
Submissiveness to the one that God sends to you, to your brothers and sisters, those that carry God. These are the things pertaining to the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. What?
Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Well, neither can he know them, because a carnal mind is an enmity or enemy. A carnal mind can't be subject. That's why I said neither can you know them. Because you can't be subject. You come out of the carnal mind when you say, you know what, I'm going to, Lord, I believe you. I'm going to submit to your plan, which is honoring the Son. Like you honor the Father. Because if the Father asks you to do something, you do it. Now you go into a spiritual mind. But if you can't do that, you can't if you're carnal minded. Spiritual mind can. And you can choose to be spiritual minded or carnal minded. Just that simple. Say, I'm going to be spiritual minded. Yes, Lord. And you're going to submit. And until you can come to that, you're carnal. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. These are the things pertaining to the kingdom. Read.
But he that is spiritual judges all things.
Wait a minute. That's what the scripture says. Spiritual mind judge all things. We got to believe it.
Yes.
And submit to it. Because
yes.
That's what the spiritual mind is there for, to judge all things. All things means all things. That's what it means.
Yes.
What?
Yet he himself is judged of no man.
Because man is not leading that man or woman of God. God is.
Yes.
So who are they supposed to listen to? Who are they supposed to listen to? They're supposed to listen to God. Because God is the one leading them, not a man. But God is.
Right.
That don't mean that he can't listen, he or she can't listen to the Spirit of God in another. But where are they?
Right.
Paul could listen to James and John, but should Paul be listening to Mark? Mark wasn't put in that position to judge. But he could listen to James and John because they were in a position to bring judgment. And even then, did they have the gift like Peter and James and John? Did they have the vision they had? Everybody don't have the same vision. Just like all prophets don't have the same power. And God don't use them in the same way. Everybody's not going to part the Red Sea. Everybody's not going to beat 1,000 with a jawbone of an ass.
Right?
Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 and 13.
Right,
isn't that beautiful? These are the things pertaining to the kingdom. And I would say one of the most important things pertaining to the kingdom is obedience.
Yes.
Submissiveness. That's why the Lord said, except you come as a child, you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
People go to these churches, these church gatherings and groves, but they're not going to be submissive to what they hear if it's against them. They go and come as they choose. That ain't in the kingdom. That's called just going to church.
Right. That's all that is.
Right.
Deuteronomy 28 and 13, what does it say?
And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail.
Now, that's what God said. Everyone that really feels like they're of God should feel that way. I'm the head. Why not be glad about what the Father's given us?
Beautiful.
He'll make thee the head and not the tail. What?
And thou shalt be above only.
Didn't he say that? It didn't start over in Corinthians with Paul. God told his anointed Moses that.
Right.
Tell the children of Israel that.
Right.
Going to be above
only.
Only. What?
And thou shalt not be beneath.
What?
If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord
thy God. Now, that's if you hearken to the word, to the commandments. What did the Lord tell the scribes and Pharisees? He said, I'm from above, you from beneath. He was talking about, what was the Lord saying? He's from hell, they're from hell. Mm-hmm. No, he was saying you're from the flesh. You're from the ground. You're from the earth, earthly. That's all he was saying. He didn't change anything. But he was saying, I'm from above. I'm from the spirit.
Beautiful.
That's all he was saying. Mm-hmm. And God's saying, his people, you're going to be above.
Thank God.
Not from beneath. You're not going to be carnal minded. If you keep the commandments, that means you're being submissive. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Thank God. Read.
Which I command thee this day.
Wait a minute. He said, if thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee.
Right.
He was fervent about it.
Yes.
Beautiful.
It's not a choice here.
Right.
If you're here, God is compelling us to do it.
Yes.
If you're going to be here. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Which I command thee this day.
To observe and to do them.
To observe and to do them. St. John 3 and 31. Let's go there.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These are the things pertaining to the kingdom. But where are you going to hear this? Most of these churches you go, they give you, say, you, well, you just go as you feel led. How are you going to feel led? You ain't been born again yet. You ain't even in the kingdom. How are you going to be led? So, well, you know, I had a feeling last night. I feel like God is calling me. Said, what you calling you for? To preach. Said, well, where are you going to start? What's that first book? That first one. In the Torah. Said, no, we don't have the Torah. We have King James Version. Well, one of them books. He calling you, huh, to preach. What you going to preach?
Right.
You should be preaching about a life delivered.
Yes, right.
You should be saying, the Lord hath come in my life.
Yes.
St. John 3:31.
He that cometh from above is above all.
What?
He that is of the earth is earthly.
He that is of the earth is earthly.
And speaketh of the earth.
What?
He that cometh from heaven is above all.
Isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. So God is letting us know where his anointed is. You need to keep that in mind.
That's beautiful. Yes, Pastor.
What?
And what he hath seen and heard that he testifieth. So that he testifieth.
He can only testify of what vision God gives he or she. That's it. They can't go by what you feel. It's what is given them. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What?
And no man receiveth his testimony.
Now, that means the natural man don't receive this. But that's not the natural man when you are striving to live for God. What are you then? New creatures.
All right.
But the natural man that haven't been born again don't want to receive that testimony.
Right.
What?
He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is
true.
So
when you receive that testimony, you're saying God is true.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you're trying to make God a liar.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
But you're setting to your seal, God is true.
Yes.
What?
For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
How plain is that?
That's right.
These churches are not speaking the words of God. You can take the trip we went to a couple of weeks ago to Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. The words of God was, when you pray, go into thy closet and pray to thy Father secretly. He shall reward you openly. There's nowhere about you going down to the Wailing Wall, bowing your head back and forth, writing notes, love letters, or whatever you want to call it, request letters. And if God didn't ask for that, why would a so-called Christian say, well, those are Jews doing that? Why would a Christian go out there and watch it? What you going to watch it for? When God has asked us not to do that. How silly is that? I want to watch the show. Speak the words of God.
Right.
He whom God has sent speaketh the words of God. What?
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
God don't give the Spirit by measure. What does that mean? Whatever situation it is, I don't care what situation it's like, God gonna give his anointing what to give you.
Yes.
And whatever that is what you need.
Yes, Lord.
It's what God has asked for. Read.
Yes, Lord.
The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into
his
hand.
All things. That means it don't matter what the situation is, it's given into his hand because God is the one that's giving the direction.
All right.
He that
4 and 5.
Oh, yes. Yes, Pastor. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph.
Now he's coming to the Samaritan. He's trying to teach his disciples and you and I something. Because there was a prejudice there. But they meant well because God wants his people to be separated. And just and also because we're separated from the world don't mean we can't have lunch with a coworker. But why would you have lunch with a coworker if you know they're not seeking anything but carnality? Why would you? And if you really live this life like you should, you're not going to be asked to lunch. Trust me. 4 and 5. You read that, right?
Yes.
Read the 7th verse.
There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
Give me to drink. Because the Lord trying to start the conversation.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.